Palm Sunday, day 42, April 21st. Today, the question on my mind is, who is this man? The same question was on St. Matthew's mind, too. All four Gospels tell the Palm Sunday story, but Matthew is the only one of the Gospel writers who asked the question, who is this man? Let's answer by determining who he is not. He was not a revolutionary. He had no weapons, no artillery. His army consisted of 12 men dressed in street clothes and sandals. He was no revolutionary. Could he have been a teacher? The people knew what a teacher looked like. A teacher was a Pharisee in the temple. Pharisees wore beautiful, expensive robes. Their hands were not dirty. They occupied the best seats everywhere. No, this man was not a teacher. Could he have been a king or at least a general? Not this either. Such men ride on stallions, purebred stately animals. What animal is this man riding on? You say a donkey? What? This man is riding on the least of animals. No king or general here. So who is this man who comes in peace and humility and rides a donkey? This man is the example for our own humility. Seen in the scripture readings this week, Palm Sunday is the story of his humility. But tomorrow things will begin to change. In their opinion, the temple leaders needed to free themselves of the three-year dark night of loving your enemies, merciful forgiveness of sins, and incredible miracles. The hatred they had for Jesus was a white-hot, seething hate rage of 10,000 suns. This week, it would escalate into a frenzy. Who is this man? To really find out, enter now into Holy Week. Come now to the heavy lifting part of Lent.